So din tos kavet shem hancha. Okay. So basically, you have the Gemara. It's based on previous Gemara. Basically, the Gemara says is that the Torah compares or somehow equates the mitzvahs that the person has to his parents to the mitzvahs that one has towards Hashem. Okay. How so? In other words, it says just like there's a halacha of kavet zivichah esimecha. It also is kaberet Hashem mehoncha. You should honor God from your wealth. Okay, and it says, but you're also, it says, ishavivim atirao, and it says, sashem kachatira. And by klala also, there's a sort of a klala of your parents, ishki kalagal mosyonsi, you get skila, and also, birkas Hashem, as it's called, also one gets skila. So then there's like parallel systems. You know, which is related to the fact that kavod of your parents is related to kavod shemayim, okay? Which we got into a little bit, but let's leave it like that for now, okay? So Tosfos is going on this pasuk of kabbet Hashem mehoncha, which means honor God from your wealth, which means practically speaking, the way that I think the Yerushalmi interprets it is that you should use your money for mitzvos, like at shecha, peya, lulav, whatever it is. Use your wealth for mitzvos, and that's kavod shemayim. Okay. So it says, Yerushalmi dorsh mehoncha kama mechoncha. So mehoncha means like from the choncha. What does it mean, shechoncha? Choncha, the Gemara will explain, but it means that which God grants to you, like chen, like and graciously gives to you. Mashma, shehikbir akadosh baruch hu al kibur avayim, yoser mikvoda. This implies, it seems like God is more makbid on kavod your parents than kavod Hashem. Shemikvode hu omer kavod Hashem mehoncha, dahainu mechoncha. From your mechoncha, from the mashma, mimashechanancha. Right, which means from that which God granted you. Kolomer, im yeshlom amon chayev, im laf potter. Means only if you have money. If you don't have money, so you see, you're not chayev, because it says honor God from your wealth, from that which God gave you. But if he didn't give you anything, then apparently you don't do it. Right? Doesn't say anywhere about money. Just says you have to honor your parents. Doesn't mean if you don't have any money, who cares? The last slave, you don't have any money. So you have to go door to door in order to get money to support them. So the saying is not only our Gemara is saying the Torah equated the Kilkirav and Kavod HaMakom, the Gemara of the Yerushalmi actually goes a step further and says God is actually more makbid on Kavod HaMakom. Uncovered of Yimbo than he is uncovered of Mako. Which sounds crazy. It sounds like too much. I mean, it's only to say they're equal, but I mean to say that it's even greater, I mean it sounds like the priorities are mixed up here, right? So that's the question. It's also funny, Tosfos is making a big deal. I mean, he says that a few times. It's like his idea is he's mechoncha, mechanecha, you know. Yeah. I mean mechoncha means your wealth. I mean he's making a big deal. It's like it means mechon nancha, which is like from the chain which God gave. Like what's the big deal? What's he getting into? Same thing for mechoncha. Yeah, I mean, same thing for mechoncha. You know, but it seems like he's making a point of pointing out this mechon mashachon nancha. So I was thinking that the thing is like this: is that what's covered of your parents? What does it entail? So it entails taking care of their needs. Okay? You feed them, you get them dressed, you bring them places, right? As it kavod means take care of their needs. That's what kavod is. You take care of their needs, right? Now, is that what it means by God? No. Certainly not. There's no such thing as God's needs. Okay? So right away, you have the kavods aren't the same, right? So what is kavod shemayim then? You know, right away, you know, you see that the formulations are different. It's take care of their needs. You could say take care of their needs. Does that mean if I have money or if I don't have money? It doesn't have anything to do with money. I have to take care of their needs. So I'm mechuyev to take care of their needs. So take care of their needs. You don't have money, so get the money. You have to do them. That's the mitzvah. Okay, that's the halacha. Kavod means take care of their needs. You have to take care of their needs at all expenses. Okay. But what is the idea of the kavod shemayim? Right? I mean, once you say that's what kavod kibud avayim is, taking care of their needs, and we know that God doesn't have any needs, so what is the idea of kavod shemayim in the first place? Of just spending money on mitzvah. So what's that a concept? Right? I mean, that's... My point is, they have to notice is that it's making a comparison between the two. Is on the surface, it sounds as if you have kavod of your parents and kavod of God, and they're exactly the same exact thing, except by your parents, you have to spend money, and by God, you're not have to spend money. But what I'm saying is, if you really analyze it, it can't be that they're the same thing. They're just not the same thing. So they both use the word kavod, but the word is being used equivocally. It doesn't mean the exact same thing. So maybe if you understand what they are, you understand why by the parents there is this idea of money, and by God, there is no idea of money. Okay?
So I was thinking, like Matt was suggesting that. That's, I think, why Rav told making a big deal about this thing of Mechoncha, is that the Kavod Shamayim is that a person has wealth, that a person has wealth, and a person naturally is going to feel like it's his own wealth, right? Like Kochi Vosim Yadi is going to feel, that's what he's going to feel, it's his money. So a person has to realize Mechoncha, that it's really Mashachanancha, that really your wealth and your resources are based upon the chain of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and God is the source of your wealth. Okay, and as such, the spending, that recognition is manifested in the action of using your wealth in Asiyas HaMitzvah, saying not say giving tzedakah and payah and like a shechah and payah and doing using your money for the mitzvahs, and you know, and what you're doing is you're spending your money on Kvod Shemayim on mitzvahs, because you're realizing that God is the source of the mitzvahs. So therefore, it's not like you're just throwing away your money. That is, you're recognizing God as the source of the mitzvahs, and that's Kvod Shemayim. It's like you're bringing kavod to Shem Hashem by acting and expressing the fact that God is the source of your wealth, of what you have. So that concept of Kvod Shemayim makes sense if you have stuff. If you have money, if God did grant you stuff. But if you don't have money, I mean, you could think of other ways to be Kamechavi Shemayim, but that's not the positive. I mean, the positive Kamechavi Shemayim is a specific idea. Torah is singling out an idea of expressing the Kvod Shemayim through showing that which you have is through God's chayim. So that, by definition, is totally in your having money. But by parents, it's not that. By parents, your money has nothing to do with that. By parents, it's an idea is that you're because your parents are significant. What do you have to do? You have to take care of their needs. Realize that they have needs. Realize that you are a certain relationship to them, which demands that you're going to take care of their needs. So now their needs are our needs. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do intrinsically with you having money or not having money. If they have needs and you have the ability to satisfy those needs, so you have to satisfy those needs. I mean, it's a totally different. It's a different idea. I mean, so by both of them, there is kavod, but the form of kavod, the normal form of kavod, which is to take care of someone's needs, doesn't exist by a God. So the form which it takes is a different type of a different concept, and that concept is one which is tied in with your wealth. And that, so that's why it turns out that that practically speaking, by kavod of your parents, you're going to end up being more. It's a stricter requirement than by kavod shemayim. I mean, because of the fact that the concepts are different, so it's going to result in that. You know what I mean?
It's not because
your parents are more important than God, right? It's nothing to do with that.
Just that because the form that it takes.
That's the form it takes. Because of the form that it takes by parents, the form it takes by God, it turns out that it's practically speaking more chamor by your parents than by Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know what I mean? Because it couldn't be that, because the other way it would imply that, look, you got to take care of God's needs. Even if you don't have money, you got to do it, because this is very important. God needs it. That would be the implication, if you know. But I don't have money. What do I have to, you know? So first, a person, you say, look, your parents need it. They have to take care of them. But by God, it's, if you don't have it within your needs, then God doesn't need it. So the idea of the expression is to recognize God as the source of your wealth. Now, I'm not saying, it's interesting, you could have had other expressions of kavod. I'm not saying there's no other idea that you could like, let's say, there is another idea, is just to recognize God as the Borei Olam. I mean, you could have had even without from your wealth. But it's saying is the form which the Torah is saying it sets up is, it's not the Torah, it's in Mishlei. It's Kavod Shemayim. But the form which Mishlei is pointing out, which I guess this Gemara is basing on, is that idea, is expressing God as the source of your wealth, and that is the Kvod Shemayim. So that only is to when you have wealth. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So let's go first. So the Gemara says like this: is Amar Yitzchak, Kol Ha'over Aver B'Seiser Kilo Dochek Ragle Shechina. So if a person does an avera in private, Okay, in secret. It's as if he's pushing aside the feet, the legs of the Shekhinah. Okay, Shenemar, Ko Amar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi V'Aretz Adom Ragli. Saying is, so says God, that the heavens are his throne and the earth is the like his footstool. So it's saying his footstool is on the earth. So if you're doing the Nevera in private, it's like you're pushing away his feet. So as Rashi explains all this, it says V'Aretz Adom Ragli V'Over V'Seser. This Rashi is very talkative. So
yeah, right.
Over V'Seser. Omar in Hamakom Kan. He's saying God is not here, right? Lefika Chunistar. That's why he's hiding. Lomar in Yodaya. As if to say, no one knows. That's why he's hiding. He's hiding to get out of sight. So I mean, out of sight. So apparently, God's not seeing him. Nimtza Kedochek Raglov. So it's like he's pushing aside God's feet. Umekatsro, and shortening them. Lomar Ein Kan. To say that they're not here. Okay? So he said three times.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny. Okay, so the question is, what's the idea here? So look at, so Tosa says, this whole thing is based on the Gemara, Chagia, the Haina Demotzi Kaif Liyatzai. It's talking about a case where a scenario where a guy could control himself, has the capabilities of controlling himself. Because if a guy really doesn't have the ability to control himself, the Gemara there says that you should do it in private, so it's not to Mechal Hashem Shemayim. So if you really don't have the ability to control yourself, there is a state where a guy mamish is just under the sway of his taiva and he simply can't control himself. Apparently there's such a thing. And as such, that kind of guy who's doing it private makes sense. It's a good thing. Don't be a chalashat. But if we're talking about a guy who could do it, that's what we're talking about. A guy who in theory could control himself, but he's doing it in private.
Yeah.
Then it's good. If you can't control yourself then you're doing it in private, that's good, because that's because you recognize God, you recognize Shem Hashem, you don't even recognize Chal Hashem. But if you could, then it's based upon a guy is he's pushing aside the regular Shekhinah. So the question is, what's the idea here? What's the concept? I mean, on the surface, the question is, he's doing him say so. He's not saying because God's not there. He's doing it because he wants to hide from people.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's really why he's doing. Why he's doing it private? He's doing it private because he knows that there are people around, and he doesn't want people to see him, and he's going to be embarrassed. So he's in private. I mean, that's like Rashi's putting a lot into this guy's into his head, but I mean, is that really why the guy's doing it? He's doing it because he also had to hide from other people. And where does Rashi getting this whole psychology he's putting into the guy? And if you ask him, I mean, that is really why he's doing it. He's doing it because he wants to hide from other people's seeing him. I was thinking on the surface, I mean, it's like what you guys were saying. I mean, I think like it's too saying is that the guy who's doing it with Cesar. See, what does it mean? It means that really, it's like I think what Tosis points out, that there's a guy who really can't control himself. He's out of control. The guy, he simply can't, your average guy, just, that's it, I have to do it, you know? And he has to do it, say so, private, public, it's just he can't control himself, you know? But the fact that a guy is, is doing it by Caesar means that really he does have control over himself, you know. He has the ability, really, and that's what I was saying. It's the guy who really has control. He has the ability to control himself and to stop himself. You know what I mean? But, and that's why he won't do it in public. Either people, he really wants to do it, but there are people around, like, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be seen. I don't want people to know about it. Right? I'm not going to, so he has the ability to control himself based upon the fact that, that there are people around. But so now the thing is that he apparently, as if a guy who realizes God, if a guy would think of it as if God was sitting there watching, so to speak, if that was a reality to the guy, then just like he's not gonna do it in public, he wouldn't do it in private also. So it must be that the guy denies that fact, whereas apparently he like relegates God to like this abstract being, like the creator of the universe or whatever. And it means Shemayim Kisi V'Aretz Adom Ragli. Sounds like it means like God is the Melech of, the creator of the world, and the Shemayim, the whole world is telling God. But God's existence extends to this world also. It's not like God is B'Shemayim and removed from this world. But God's exists to B'Shemayim, but his expression is manifest, and his Hashkacha and his knowledge extends to this world as well. I mean, but the guy who's going to do the Aver B'Seser, you see, he's a guy, he would never do it if it was going to become known. So apparently he's holding that it's not becoming known.
So apparently he's relegating, he's dochek ragei shechina, means he's cutting off the legs of the shechina, means he's relegating God's existence to Shemayim. You know what I mean? And as he's saying, God doesn't have knowledge of this world, God isn't involved in this, he's not here. God's in Shemayim, so he may realize as an abstract idea, yeah, the creator of the universe. But he doesn't, that creator of the universe has no shaychus to man's actions. I mean, so he's acting out a certain position, you know, and as you could deduce from his actions that he really holds by that position, or at least in that action. And in that action, it's a manifestation of that type of that position. You know what I mean? So it's an action of doing dofek ragei shechina. So Tzitzis is that this guy is measuring himself up. He's measuring himself up, his worth and his sense of self is measured against people,
right,
and not against God. And that's basically why, because God isn't in this world. God's
right,
the creator of the universe, but it's nothing to do. His value in the world has nothing to do with God. It has to do with man,
right,
and that's why he's always he's avoiding people. He doesn't realize an objective world of God, which he has to
right,
measure himself up against. Because this world, his world, the world of man and the world of actions in particular, has nothing to do with God. He's just saying God is my existence in the abstract. There's a Borei Olam or whatever, but that's nothing to do with man's activities. Man's activities are the social.
Right.
And as long as you can hide from people, then you're okay.
Right.
But I mean, there was like about Zoras in theory. Like, I was like, Paro, like, it's like, Lo Yadati Es Hashem. Like, they held that there was a Borei Olam, but he's not involved in the day to day workings. Day to day workings is basically related to these sub deities or whatever. You know, it's like other forces. But there's a position like that God exists, but it's nothing to do with man. Like Ozav Hashem Asaretz, like that philosophy. Ozav Hashem Asaretz. God left the world. God's it's very nice. It's an idea of God. But when your activity is basically, if you're good socially, then basically you got it made. You know. So he's dochek. He's limiting God's the idea of God. You know. He doesn't think that's what he's doing. Yeah, he doesn't realize the objective problem in the action. It's just relative to other people. As it shows you, and as you do an Avera, if you do this kind of an Avera, which is probably common, so then it seems that it's showing you, it's not just that you have a weakness in regard to the Avera you're involved in, but you have a weakness in your Yedias Hashem, and your whole concept of God, and you're limiting God's existence in the world. I mean, it's no small problem. So, I mean, it's something to think about, and, you know.
Especially for this type of guy.
He dichotomizes. He may have in his mind, he may study Torah and Chachmah and see ideas about God, but in terms of his life, and for real, God isn't really what governs his life. And you know, in terms of, you see, the way he's acting, is he doesn't really deep down accept that reality of God's existence and his relationship to this world. I mean, the guy's in contradiction, because you see, like, he's doing mitzvah, you know, but that's apparently certain emotions or whatever it is, but I mean, there's a guy's in contradiction,
right,
you know. But it must be like he's dichotomizing. You could relegate that God to the world of the abstract, you know.
It seems the premise is that if a guy has some notion of God. If a guy just totally rejects God, then a vera doesn't mean anything to him. Then what is, you know? I mean, it doesn't seem like that's the kind of guy we're talking about. A guy who's totally like an apikoros, doesn't care about it. He's doing possessor, private, poet, you know. But it seems the fact that he cares about how people think regarding a vera, it means he apparently does have an idea of God. Now, if a guy would actually know that God, he would actually have this image of in his head, without an image, of course, as if God watching him do this Avera, he never do it. Because you see, even a person watching him, he wouldn't do it. So if the Melech Lachem Lachem, the Borei Olam, would be watching him do it, then he'd never do it. But it must be that he really holds it. That's not what's happening. That he somehow doesn't, that's not real to him. The reality that he is in God's presence is not a reality.
Then
it says like this. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Also Adam Shalech Abraham is called Zekufa. It's also for a person to walk 4 amos with like a upright stance. Shneimar melocha l'aretz kvoda. Because the whole world is filled. And his kavod fills the whole world. God's kavod, that is. Melocha l'aretz Rashi. Mashma shemish tarvev v'yored l'mata. Tarvev means like it's like a shirvev. It means like to prolong, to extend, to enlarge. Extends downwards, yeah. So saying it's like Mishtar V'yored L'mata means like God's kavod is like extends downwards.
I mean, he doesn't descend.
Extends. Right, extends. Right, right. It doesn't descend, it extends.
Yeah.
It's
of course, is B'Shamayim, but it extends to this world. And V'Azokev Komasa, when a guy who straightens his gait, or you know, his stance, Nira Kedochik, it appears like he's pushing it aside. He's pushing it aside. Also interesting, it says it's walking four amos. Like, well, why do you need to say you can't stand straight up? Yeah. You know what I mean? What's the idea of, like, it's you're walking? Right. Who cares if you're walking or if you're standing still? Right? I mean, it sounds like you walk two amos, it would be okay or whatever, you know? Or you just, you know? It's not a, you know, you can stand, if you're in the shower, you don't stand straight up or whatever. It's fine. It's just, don't walk anywhere. That's a good question. Is Nira Kedochik here different than Kedochik? Before it was like Dochik Ragov. Now here it's like Nira Kedochik. Something interesting here, it quotes a different pasuk. I mean, why didn't it just say, Melo Kosher Ryan Kesi Ratsam Ragli? You know what I mean? Like, what's the Melo Kavoda? It's like a different idea, no? I mean, why do you need a new pasuk? It sounds like it's a similar idea. What's it trying to show? That God's in the world? I mean, they already said that. That was the previous pasuk. So, why does he have to go finding a new pasuk? Okay, so that's a good for guy. That's good at the first step here. It's like, what's the guy doing wrong? Let's, you know, forget about exactly technically, you know, what the pasuk is and fitting it into whatever. What's wrong? I mean, who cares? I mean, yeah, you're walking upright. What does it even mean? Yeah, it looks nice. It does seem like there's a type of a guy. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Like a guy who's like walking. Yeah, like a guy walking like he's on top of the world. Like there is a way to walk. Like your head up and your shoulders, like a kind of like a bounce in your step. And like, a, you know. Like there's a guy walking who like, you know. It's like he's on top of the world. It's kind of like, you know. Kind of like the cool guy walk. I don't know if it's exactly that, but like there's an idea of like in your walk, you're like, you're making a statement, like I'm the man, you know? Like it's not just like a posture, it's a certain kind of a walk which like gives a message. Like I'm the man, right? There's no such a thing like that. I don't think it just means, you know, that's why I don't think it means just the same. That's why it's hiloch. It's hiloch. That's why it's not just standing upright. It's not a posture. See, it's a posture, you can stand up also. But it's a kind of a walk. There's a walk. There's a phenomenon of walks. Yeah, right. It's not a back doctor, right. It's a kind of a walk. It's an arrogance, right. It's an arrogance, isn't it? Yeah, right. There's an arrogance. So what's wrong with the guy? So I mean, let's at least, you know, can we tie this guy into somehow relating to God? Yeah, so I'll tell you, I was thinking, one thought I had to add is that, the only question is, like, why is he walking? Like, the guy's just walking. He's not thinking about it, you know? I mean, what's, you know, like, why are you being so hard on the guy? You know, but it could be is, like you said, for instance, he really is. He's a top businessman. He's a big guy, you know? But it could be like the puzzle, Melchor's Kavodo. Is saying is that Kvod Shemayim is the whole world is filled with Kvod Shemayim. So it could be that the world, in every aspect of the Bria manifests God's existence. Like the Chachma, which is the Kvod Shemayim, is like the Chachma Hashem, which is manifest in the universe, is that a person really should, the whole world manifests God's existence. And therefore, when a person, really, a person walking around should recognize God's existence always, constantly. And there's Melech HaRetz Kvodo. It's not just like God created the world, but basically you can't see him anywhere. Melech HaRetz Kvodo means God's is imminence in the entire world. The whole Bria reflects Chachmas Hashem. So it's saying it's like a guy who's walking around is basically walking in this manner saying, I'm on top of the world. You know, that's the message. Of that walk, that's what he's saying. Is I'm on top of the world, you know. It's that kind of walk. Now, since Melech HaRetz Kvodo, so if it weren't the case that God's existence were manifest in this world all over, then you'd say, "Is the guy's not thinking about God? He just means I'm the top guy of all the people and everyone else in the world. I'm the biggest businessman. I'm the richest guy, you know." But since Melech HaRetz Kvodo, that the Bria really was made in a way which manifests God's existence, and a person should older always has reminders of God's existence. So therefore, when he's saying I'm on top of the world, it includes I'm on top of God. Right. I mean, it includes that he's pushing away. God made the Bria in a way that reflects that of the fact that he's his existence, and you're basically putting yourself above that also. So it's like you're knocking that out. In other words, in your context, basically God doesn't exist in this world. You're denying that existence. So it's like that's why the Rashi is saying it's like Dochek Raglov. Right? He says Gnerke Dochek, and he's pushing God away. The saying is that God really is kavod, is yored lamata, means the Bria. God made it in a way that he would be manifest through the Bria. And this guy is basically putting himself above God himself.
I mean, this is like the exact opposite.
For the point, I think, why he's bringing Melech HaRetz Kvodo, though, is because, see, of course, if a guy's doing an Avera, then of course he's involved in relating to God. because he's doing an avera, so he's violating God's will, and now the question is God seeing it? Is God not seeing it? You know, but if a guy's just walking around, you say, that's not a religious sphere, so I'm not involved in, yeah, God's around, God exists, but what does that have to do with now? I'm not doing religious activities, but Malach Oros Kavod was saying is that the whole Aretz manifests Kavod Shemayim. So therefore, there's no such thing as like a time where you're outside of the recognition of God, and you basically, by you doing this walk is a contradiction to the recognition of Kvod Shemayim. If a guy really had a recognition of Kvod Shemayim and the Chachmas Hashem and the Bria, and then he'd realize like he's Bria Shpeila Vafela, he couldn't take on that psychological stance of I'm the man and I'm walking around like I'm a million bucks, you know? This is because the social is small. Or socially, he may be the best guy in the world. But what is man? Man is nothing. So if he really had the sense of Kvod Shemayim, he couldn't have that type of a walk, even a psychological walk. That psychology couldn't exist together with the recognition of Kvod Shemayim. So it's a denial of that. Because that view of yourself and that image of walking around like I'm a million bucks can't coexist with the idea of Kvod Shemayim. And the Kvod Shemayim is an overpowering idea. And it has to move a person, you know. And it seems like the Yarmulke thing is tied with that. Is that it's the part that there's the negative way? The negative way is if you walk like a million bucks. But then there's also a positive way. Is that saying is that you should always your hiluch, in other words, the way you walk. In other words, you should always reflect that idea in a positive sense. Is that you're walking around with covering your head? It's because you're always. That's like an action of taking in the fact that Melech Laris Kavodo, and therefore you're always thinking Shechino Mal Meroshi, is that you're realizing that I am subordinate. It's like an action of expressing your subordination to the to Kavod Shemayim, you know? That's what I'm saying. The next guy is that he would always go Arbamos. He wouldn't go Arbamos without that. Because you see, when you go without you with your head uncovered, it's like you're independent. It's like putting a yarmulke over your head is realizing there's something above you. So it's saying is that there's a positive demonstration also. Even though you're not walking arrogantly, you could positively reflect on the fact that you're a subordinate to Shemayim through the way you walk. So, but both of them are in terms of Hiluch. It seems like the way you go out into the world, the way you walk, you're manifesting a certain attitude about your place in the universe. Like that's just interesting. Like the idea of the way you're mahalich and the way you go out into the world, there's like a world view which you approach the world in your hilo.